This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
Welcome to the Battlegrounds, I believe we call it, and it is Fort Recovery hosting New Bremen in an MAC game. And where it stands right now, New Bremen was able to get their game in on Tuesday, and they beat Versailles 3-2. So that means they're a contender. They did lose last week 7-2 to St. Henry. So they sit at 1-1 in the MAC. Fort Recovery is 1-0. Game suspended on Tuesday at Parkway, where we were down 4-1 in the bottom of the fourth. They had no outs and two guys on. So we have our work cut out for us when we get that game rescheduled and played. It hasn't been rescheduled yet. So New Bremen comes in at 6-2. Indians are 7-2. And they beat Mississinewa Valley in a doubleheader, 6-5 to start off the season, and 11-4. And then they beat Waynesfield Goshen 15-0 in five innings. So they won their first three. Then they lost their next two, lost to St. Mary's 4-3 and lost to St. Henry 7-2 last week. And then they beat Continental 10-0 in five innings, probably on Saturday. And then Monday, this is how I'm guessing it. I don't have the dates, but I'm sure that's how it is. On Monday, they beat Ansonia 7-1. And Tuesday, they beat Versailles 3-2. So that is where they sit. Indians are 7-2. And the two that we have lost, Dylan Klinke was pitching both of those, and we gave him zero help in the field. Each of those games, the other team had big innings, and we gave them five outs, four or five or six outs each time. Just didn't do well helping him out. So that's kind of where that sits. What's coming up now? We have a doubleheader scheduled at South Adams on Saturday. Yesterday, the weather report didn't look good. Now it looks like the rain's going to be through by 7 or 8 or 9, so we might still get that in. It might end up only being a one game, or it might be a doubleheader starting at noon. Just kind of glancing at the possible weather things, those are some possibilities. So again, we are fortunately, Chuck did his magic, and we are back on the air. We had to just record Monday's game at Lima Shawnee. We won 20-6 up there, and the Indians were really had our bats going at Parkway. We didn't have our bats going, so we're going to see how that goes. We have to do a little better there. So we got a long way to go to get that game, but we were facing their number one pitcher, Jacoby Triplett, and he had his stuff going. So he may or may not be pitching when we meet him again. It'll all depend on how it all lines up with the schedule when we get it rescheduled. So that's what we have going on there. So that's Saturday, doubleheader at South Adams. Then next week we have Monday. It's going to be hosting Lincoln View here. Tuesday will be at Minster for an MAC game, and Thursday we're hosting Coldwater in an MAC game. So we're hoping that by the time a week from tonight comes around, we will still be in first place in the MAC. The way it stands right now, we have Duffus St. John's. I didn't update it. Let's see. Here's the scores that were finished yesterday, on Tuesday. New Bremen beat Versailles, and Marion Local beat New Knoxville. So Delphus is at 1-0 with a suspended game. St. Henry, one win, no losses. Coldwater, Fort Recovery. Versailles is 1-1 after getting beat by New Bremen here tonight. That's where we're playing tonight. Minster is no wins and a loss. Parkway, no wins and a loss. Marion Local, 1-1. New Bremen, 1-1. New Knoxville, no wins, two losses. So that's kind of how it sits. Looks like we might have our announcers here. You ready to go here, Fee? Or you got a little more work to do there. So, Fee,
I made her.
You did get to the game at Parkway, right?
I did.
Good.
I did.
Good, good, good. I'm going to turn my microphone over to Calpe, and you guys can talk a little bit about what's going on.
Sounds like a winner.
We'll get ready for the beginning of the game here and the introductions and the national anthem.
Yep.
So that'll be a few minutes here, so hang in there. I'm going to give my headset to Calpe.
Looks like we got New Bremen warming up.
Thank you, Mick Spence. What are you doing, Big Fee?
Not much, Cappy. Great day for a baseball
Woo!
Game.
Dandy day for baseball.
Wind blowing out, too. We got home runs galore today.
This is our wind, isn't it?
Yep. This is the one we like.
This is the one we had the other night, and it was absolutely a
great
fun
game.
Night.
That
fun
was
night.
A great game.
Absolutely. So these Cardinals are coming in here. I talked to a young man from St. Henry.
Yeah.
And he said, depending on who pitches, we should be able to handle them. So we'll find out.
We'll find out, huh?
I don't know who their stud is and who their main guy is. But
you know, I don't know.
Who we got on the mound tonight for him?
If Neil put it on there.
Gavin Quellhorst.
Quellhorst, I'd say he's pretty good.
Yep. I think he's their guy.
If I was betting. But we got our guy on the mound, too, Alex Garkey.
Yeah, you guys went over to Parkford the other night. And,
yes, sir.
I was kind of watching the JV here. I know we scored at least three runs.
Yeah, it was I can't remember what it was when they stopped. We stopped it in the fourth inning. I think we were down 4-1.
You got the varsity was. JV was up a little bit here at home. And
yeah, I think JV won. Didn't they get theirs complete or not?
I don't think. No, everybody said in the dugout. I mean, they may have.
Once the lightning started, that was pretty much not.
Well, I was watching the radar thinking,
Didn't
fair
good,
hurry, boys.
It? Yeah.
And then there was a little lightning, and everybody went in the dugouts.
Yep.
And then
yep.
I was kind of watching that radar, but holy cow, I never thought in a million years I was going to see it come sideways. And
sideways and hail.
Major hail. And,
it's incredible.
It got so windy, honest to God, it blew some of the bark on my hickory trees, which is pretty loose. But
still.
Blew it off in the yard.
It's incredible.
Took my patio table on the back porch. Right out in the yard.
Picked her up through in the yard.
I'm like, what is going on?
We've had some crazy weather.
I'm standing at the back window thinking, probably shouldn't be standing here, but I was. But well, you know, that Parkway game, we're going to have to come back and get that one. That's one
yeah,
that we've got to have.
And, it's a big one. And the triplet boy was pitching. He was on his game. He pitched really well, kept the ball down. We hit him a little bit, but he was very good. And I think Dylan got out there and just – he got –
Yeah, bad
his
start.
His curveball
was
hanging a little bit too high, and they were hitting it.
Yeah.
And they were hitting it just exactly perfect spots. You know, nothing crushed, but just enough to get through the infield and into the outfield.
They got four runs on that, baby.
Jumped right out of the gate and got four runs on us, and then it was kind of a – we scored in the second inning to answer back, and then nothing after that, both teams.
Did Dylan stay in?
He settled down a little bit, and he did okay then afterwards. But.
Good.
Yeah, well, I think that's just one we're gonna have to make that up, and we'd hopefully which means a lot, so we need to make it up. So.
Well, I know St. Henry got they were stopped. They were beating Minster 11-2.
11-2.
Yeah, and he
they're putting some pretty good scores up.
He
I
said
think they
coach,
must be really
they're pretty
the real
good.
Deal.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're undefeated. They got a tie with Anna right now that they got to make up too, and you know I. Freaking Mac's good.
Mac is good. There's no doubt about it.
Mac is good.
I was told last, I guess Tuesday night, was it Versailles played New Bremen.
Okay.
And New Bremen was ahead, I think maybe 3-2. And they got the first three guys on. Bases loaded, nobody out for Versailles. Called a game. That's when it stopped, and it's a complete game. But they had the bases loaded, nobody out. Aww. I mean, you know they're going to score, but what a way to lose.
That is upsetting.
Yeah, that kind of stinks.
That is bad. Well, I tell you what, the Bremer boys are out here taking a little bit of outfield and infield.
Yep.
And we'll give them a little time. Benson ran a couple commercials.
Yep.
We'll come back. We'll go over the starting lineups.
Sounds like a winner.
And we'll get this game on the road, MAC style.
WFRCLP is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Saisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe Store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Welcome back to Fort Recovery Radio and 107.3, The Tribe.
The Tribe. Glad to have us back.
Yeah,
Tribe
we're
was
back
off
on
the air.
Here.
They were off the air those for a few games, and people were asking what's going on.
I was getting grossed out wide open.
I was, too. Let's go. We got to turn her on.
I said, hey, blame the owner.
Owner-operator. We got to blame him.
Smoked his own computer. What are you going to do?
Can't catch a break.
I tell you what, for the Indians tonight, it's going to be Reese Wendell leading us off, playing out in center field. Colson Post back on the diamond. He's going to be at shortstop. He'll be batting second. Luke Fortkamp. That young man's been hitting all year. We'll see if we can keep him
going. Hopefully he keeps it going. Yep.
He'll be down at first base. Alex Garkey will be on the mound batting cleanup. Ian McCain will be over at second base. He'll be batting fifth. Caden Homan, he'll be down at the old third hole spot, the hot corner. He'll be batting sixth. Brody Hart will be behind the plate batting seventh. Hayden Seifring is going to be out in left field. He'll be batting eighth. Grant Fortkamp, he's going to be the DH for Anthony Reisner, who will be playing right field. Now let me see if I can figure out these Old Minster boys here, or the Bremen boys.
Yep, it's a lot of scribbles. I had some scribbles in there.
That's pretty crazy. Owen Barnhart's going to be leading them off. He'll be out in left field. Caleb Keller. He's going to be at second base. He'll be batting second. Gavin Quellhorst will be on the mound for the Cardinals. He'll be batting third. Eli, what's that one, Pete?
What number?
17.
Eli Cathcart?
Eli Cathcart. I wouldn't have got that out of that.
I wouldn't either.
Not a chance. Dylan Went.
Wente
will be batting.
I'm guessing.
Fifth will be playing first base. Brady Pear?
Yep, Pear or Parr, I'm not sure.
Brady Pear.
We're going to go with Pear.
He's going to be at third base. And then we have Timmerman?
Yep, Tinnerman.
Grayson?
No.
Tinnerman.
There's two of them. Grayson.
Bennett. Bennett's the one.
Bennett's the one you got.
B. Yep.
Bennett
and Tinnerman. He'll be out in right field. A.J. Rissmiller will be behind the plate, batting eighth. And Grayson Tinnerman will be out in center field, batting ninth. So
yep.
There's your lineups for tonight's ball games. I think we're getting close here. Looks like the coach for the Cardinals is getting close.
Yep.
And we're going to wrap things up here. We'll come back after the national anthem, and we'll be ready for first pitch.
Before you know it.
Right after this.
Support for the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, comes from B&D Contracting Incorporated, serving the region for over 30 years. B&D Contracting specializes in custom-built homes, along with remodeling, commercial and agricultural construction, and Sunward steel frame buildings. They focus on providing current building products and modern installation methods for each project. More information is available at bdcontractinginc.com or by calling 419-375-4855 or 419-234-2976. We thank B&D Contracting for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, the Tribe 107.3 FM. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Meddler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Meddler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or meddlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Meddler's Furniture for supporting our baseball broadcasts on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle coverage on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is made possible by Top Wrench in Fort Recovery. From routine maintenance to engine work, brakes, and diagnostics, Top Wrench keeps your vehicle running smoothly. You'll find them at 110 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery or reach them at 419-375-4617. Thanks to Top Wrench for supporting local athletics and powering community radio on the Tribe 107.3, a nonprofit station.
The Tribe 107.3 is supported by Wangler Ace Hardware, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Family-owned for five generations, Wangler Ace Hardware provides a wide range of hardware, plumbing supplies, Milwaukee tools, Traeger grills, and custom paint. More information is available at 419-375-1084 or online at wanglerhardware.com.
Thank you, Wangler Ace Hardware, for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Pub 49 Bar & Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs, plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
We are back here.
Back here at the old battlegrounds, Fee, and we're getting ready for first pitch. Big Gark's out there on the bump for the Indians. And
yep.
The old flag standing stiff, huh?
Straight out.
Yeah.
Left field.
This could be a fun game to watch
this
here.
Could
I
be
tell
a
you
fun.
What.
Boys better keep her low. Pitchers yeah. better keep her low. Yeah. It's going to fly.
It's going to take a not going to take a whole lot to get her out of here tonight. We got a pretty strong 20-mile-an-hour wind, I'd say, and could be a good one. First three batters for New Bremen is going to be Barhorse, Keller, and Quellhorse. First three guys up. Going to face number 44, Alex Garkey.
I think New Bremen's coming in with about a three-game winning streak right now.
Are they?
I think so.
Let's see if I can find their record here.
See if you got anything on there.
Let's see. New Bremen is 6-2, 1-1 in the MAC. St. Henry is 8-0. Delphi St. John, 6-0. Coldwater's got one loss, but undefeated-wise in the MAC, it's Delphi, St. Henry, Coldwater, and the Fort Recovery Indians all at 1-0. Brazales is 1-1, and what a tough way to lose, like you said the other night.
Oh, my.
What load inning was it?
Load to bases in the bottom of the seventh. And they call the game. Top of the seventh, I think, or bottom. I think it was top of seventh. But it was the seventh. It was a complete game.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Unfortunately. They needed one big hit, and it went the other way.
Just 15 minutes less of lightning,
the
right?
Yep. The left fielder, number three, Owen Barhorst.
All right. Left fielder coming
right,
up, Owen Barhorst. Going to face Garks out there in the mound and some nasty wind, and we'll see what happens. Caden Homan playing even with the bag down at third. Here comes pitch number one, and it's high.
Just a little high.
Dark's been kind of our workhorse here this year.
Boy, he came off a great outing against Marion.
Yes,
shut him out.
That one's a little high also. Two balls, no strikes.
Bring her down low.
There's one coming in across the plate for a strike. Two balls and a strike now to the leadoff guy, Owen Barhorst.
New Bremen Cardinals coach. Head coach is Chad Wells. Assistant coach, Jason Jones. Chad's a great guy.
He's been there a minute, ain't he?
Been there for you, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. We coached against him quite a few times.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Standing down there at third base, I'd say.
Yes, sir.
Two ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch, and there's strike three.
Great pitch. Fooled America. But he didn't
great
know
comeback
what to do.
Right there for Alex Gerke. Got down 2-0 and came back. And good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Three pitches. Looking good. A couple curveballs in there, too. Look good.
I think his first strike was a curveball, to tell you the truth.
Yep, two fastballs were a little high, but then he got her down. Perfect.
All right, that brings up the second baseman, Caleb Keller, to the plate. Caleb
pitched
first pitch off speeder outside there for a strike on the edge.
Could live out there, I think. Strike two. He was bending away like he was going to get hit.
Yeah, he must have had a little bend on that one, too. And now Garks finds himself up in the count. No balls, two strikes with one away here in the top of the first.
Ooh, a little high. Nice pitch.
Tried to get him to chase one up.
Good place to throw her.
Knock on wood. He's been controlling his pitches pretty well so far this year.
Yep, absolutely.
Jam shot back to the screen.
Just got a piece of it.
Got a couple boys out there putting on the old Joe Bruins putting green.
Yeah, warming up.
There is a ground ball to Caden. Caden off of his glove. Colson picks it up, fires over to Luke, and I think he got him. He did.
He called it. Yes, sir.
That's going to go 5-6-3 in the old book, right off of Caden's glove over
off
to Posty.
Caden, right into Posty. Posty made a great throw
Posty
across.
Guns that baby from deep in the hole and gets him by half a step.
Well done.
With two outs.
How about that?
5-6-3
in the old book, out number two. And we go to Gavin Quellhorst, the pitcher for the Cards. Left-hander, too. First pitch, swing and a miss. Well, we took two out of three from the old Giants.
Yep.
Little Red Leggers.
Lost one today.
Fouled up on the old roof. We'll take two out of three from every series.
That'd be perfect.
Yep.
We'd be very happy.
Win 100 games. See you later. See you later. I was down in the dirt for a ball. Garks was on top there. No balls, two strikes. There's that one just a little bit low and in the dirt. Nice job by Brady Hart.
Brady keeping her in front.
1-2 high, and he chases that baby for strike three.
Nice job.
So Garks gets him 1-2-3.
Looks good, too.
We got a half an inning in the books. No score here in the fourth. We'll be back right after this.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with a variety of providers, including Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, and offer insurance options for vehicles, homes, farm, life, and health. You can reach Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 419-375-4041 for more details.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC, LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Hey, we're back here in the battlegrounds. Indians coming to the plate for the first time. Reese Wendell will lead it off for the Indians, as always. Colson Post on deck. Luke Porkamp ready to drive him in. Quellhorst, big left-hander. Breaks one off. Ball, one in the dirt.
Big old bender right there.
That was a big bender. All right now. Come on, 9-9, get it started. Fly ball. Center fielder going back. He ain't going to get that one.
He was playing in way too
far. That's a stand-up double for Reese Wendell. Nicely done.
Yep, he was playing in.
Yeah, that ball just kept going and going.
We're going to play here until you burn us. Well, that took two pitches.
That was two pitches, and we did.
Number one, Colson.
Colson Post comes to the plate.
This could be a bunt.
Possibility to move him over to third, maybe?
Yeah, I think this could be a bunt.
Tell you what, you give him a couple pitches, he throws that dirty curve.
He'll be there.
He'll be at third. There it is. There it is. He's going by. Bounced it.
Yep. Colson showed bunt.
Reese, big turn.
Big old curveball down in the dirt past his catcher, and Reese
he ain't
gets
bunting anymore. Now he's going to drive a run in. A little pass ball there, maybe? Or dirt? Yeah, probably a wild pitch.
I'd say it was WP.
A little wild pitch action. Moving infield in. Ball in the dirt again. Two balls, no strikes on Colson Post.
Reese dancing down
Indian
about 30 feet down that line. And no doubt he's seeing him.
Oh, yeah. Quellhars winds in the pitch. There's a shot, like base hit into left field.
That's
going to get by the left fielder again. Back-to-back stand-up doubles for the Indians. Nice start. Indians lead it 1-0. Nice piece of hitting there, Calvi.
That was a great hit. I mean, I was looking. I was watching that second baseman. I thought I lost the ball off bat. And then I saw it. I saw the center fielder coming.
Yes, sir. He hit that well.
Sounded really good.
Another runner in scoring position. That brings big Luke Fortkamp to the plate. Luke takes a little ball low. Old number 77's been hitting the ball pretty well.
Amen to that.
Let's get him in here. Popped him up. Could be trouble, though. They'll win. You never know.
First baseman going back.
Second baseman calls it.
It did blow it over.
It did blow it over to him.
No doubt about it, it blew it over.
First out of the inning is a pop out to the second baseman for out number one. That brings Alex Garkey to the plate.
The pitcher, number 44, Alex.
Alex Garkey is our pitcher tonight. He's going to try to help himself here, drive Colson in. Big old number 44.
No complaints out of the old Indian dugout. Two hits out of the first three guys.
There's a ground shot by the head coach.
A shot down.
Coach about got burned on that one.
Remember
just
that.
Got out of the way.
I tried to get that ruled for all the coaches to wear helmets.
Yep.
Big P says, I ain't wearing no helmet. Jerry didn't wear a helmet either, did he?
Nope. No. Garks, 0-1. One out. Here in the bottom of the first. Indians lead it 1-0. Ball way high. Evens the count 1-1. Ian McCain on deck. Come on, Garks. One time, baby. Give me a little shot up the middle here. Ooh, just a little behind that one. Fouled her back. One ball, two strikes.
It's a little tardy.
Yep. Just a little bit quicker. Come on, Garks. One time, baby. Well, horse winds and pitches.
Oh,
he swung a bag of high one. Strike three. Got him chasing on that one. A little high one there, Calvi.
Yeah.
Jeez, hard
Alex
to stay
not off. Happy with that. Knew it was one of them that looked like it was a softball coming in there. And
yep.
Took a whack at it. Can't catch it.
I'll tell you what, that high pitch looks so good when it's coming in there. But it's hard to hit. Hard to get on top of it. Ian McCain, the hitter. Well, look, ball one.
Well, one thing about it is he's definitely taking them low pitches, and he's brought them up because he hasn't thrown a pass ball since.
No.
He got reached down
to
third.
He's kind of finding his zone here a little bit.
Yeah, he raised it up big time.
There's a strike. Even the count 1-1.
All right, 15, now you go here, kid. I think that's Big Jeffy Mack sitting down there talking to Bobby Joe.
Could be.
I think it is.
Yep, sure is.
Shout out to Jeff McCollum.
Jeffy McCollum down the old first baseline.
Shout out to Ian Homan. Ian was one of the guys that gave us hell.
Ian?
Yeah.
Oh, because we weren't on the air.
Yeah,
I know. I
said,
we were taking a lot of heat.
I'm telling you. It's all Spencey's fault.
Spencey's fault, but we took the heat for it.
I just said, we had a towel over the computer.
Just got soaked and drenched it in. Strike foul. I think he got a piece of it.
Yeah, it must have.
He got by the catcher there.
Well, we get this baby back up and rolling, and you keep scoring runs, we're definitely going to have to make that trip back over to Rockford.
Yep, I'm with
we
you.
We need that game.
We need that game, absolutely. Runner second, Colson Post heads back to the base.
McQuarrie stepped off the rubber there for a second.
Ian McCain, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That ends the inning. But in the inning, the Indians get back-to-back doubles and score a run. One run on two hits. After one complete, Indians lead it 1-0.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at kalppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Kalp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by Fowler Mechanical in Fort Recovery. With more than 20 years of experience, they provide heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services throughout the area. You can reach them at 419-375-2410 or learn more at fowlermechanical.com. Thanks to Fowler Mechanical for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's sports coverage on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Road.
Hi, we're back here at the old
battlegrounds
getting ready for the top of the second inning. It's going to be 4-5-6. Eli Cathcart, batter.
Cathcart.
Left-hander.
Big left-hander.
First pitch swung on and fouled off of Brody's helmet.
Got a piece of her, but not enough.
Steerack one. Big Al out there in the old outfield.
Yep, see Big Al out there. Not sure who's the other cart.
Not sure either. Curveball in there for a strike.
Good
nice pitch.
Pitch
right there, coming right in on his knees.
I like him getting ahead like that, Calvin.
Yeah, he's been doing well all year.
Sure has.
That was in the dirt.
Yeah, a little dirty ball.
One ball, two strikes. Nobody out. Top of the second inning. Indians up on top. 1-0.
One zip.
Back-to-back doubles there to lead the game off. Swinging
sit
a miss
down,
right
man.
There. Took a bunch off of that one.
Third strikeout?
Strikeout number three for Alex Garkey out of 4 outs.
Nice job.
The first baseman number 13.
Pretty good ratio.
Pretty good stat right
like
there.
That. Let's keep that going.
Strike out 75% of them if you don't mind.
That'd be fine by us.
Dylan Wendt, your batter now.
Ooh, did he go around? Oh, close.
It's close. Super close. Check swing. He gets the check for ball one.
Wente.
That one swung on and hit out towards right center. And that's going to be
trouble.
Over. Yep, Reister says, oh, he's going to stay at first. Nice job chasing it down. Nice job,
Kevin
Anthony.
Perrin, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Anthony doing the same thing, saying I'm going to play in here.
We're going to have to play a little deeper, boys.
See once if you can get one over my head, and that's exactly what he did. Kind of tailed away from him out there towards the
wind, kind of blew it away. Yep. It's blowing straight out the left side.
I think that's supposed to be a T. Brady Tate Pate is what he said, wasn't it?
Could be.
Brady Pate, your batter now with the runner at first. First base hit for the Cardinals. That one's high. Snow cone by Brody.
Nice job by Brody. Climbing the ladder to get that baby. That's a little high.
That was a web ripper right there.
Yes, betcha. Oh, Alex. Thought he might be bunting here.
Would shock me if he did. Oh, Chase's one out there. Man, he pulled the string on that big time.
Yes, sir.
He went in there about 50 mile an hour, and he was swinging before it ever got past the
Brody
pitcher's mouth.
I think he's looking to crank one down to first base, too.
Set up perfect for him.
He keeps looking over at him.
Take a big secondary lead.
Big secondary lead.
Swing and a miss right there. Strike
two. Attaboy. Get another one here, Alex.
What would be fantastic is to strike him out, throw him out.
Strike him out, throw him out. Let's get in the dugout. Well, I got to believe that people are going to start scouting us enough and figure out. You don't want to mess with
keep your
catcher.
Butt on first base.
Yeah.
That's right.
Keep her closer. Get back right away. Short one. That's going to be trouble.
That's going to hopefully go foul.
It did. Foul ball down the left field line. Hayden went a long way there, but he couldn't get to it.
Police officer out cruising around the streets.
Yep.
Keeping the village safe.
Keeping the village safe. Driving slow. Get him here with the big old curveball.
One ball, two strikes. One away, runner at first.
Could be a little hit and run here. Nope.
That swung on. Hit out towards Hayden. Hayden's got a bead on him, and he's got it.
Got a boy, Hayden.
Tell you what, that baby was carrying faster, too.
He had to reach up.
Yeah, he was.
I think he was camping, thinking it was right there, and it just blew a little farther.
It just kept going. So
nicely
done. Nice job by Hayden Seifring out there. Out number two, keeps the runner at first base.
Bennett Tinnerman.
And that's going to bring up Bennett Tinnerman, the right fielder for the Cardinals. Another lefty.
Another lefty. Let's get it out here. We got two away. Oh, there's a good pitch.
Nice pitch to start that off.
Low outside corner, hard to hit.
Impossible. Saturday we got a doubleheader at South Adams.
South Adams. Always kind of fun place to watch.
It is fun.
There it is. And there it goes. Out into right field, but
Anthony
not very
right
far.
There.
Good job. Good back up by Anthony Reisner there. Keeps him staying at first.
A little tougher throw down there when you get that lefty up there at the plate.
Yeah.
But also disguises your throw.
Kind of disguises you a little bit, too, yeah. First baseman. Runner, don't pay attention.
Timeout called by the batter. Tinnerman. Steps back in.
No
here
balls,
we go.
Two strikes. Go
nothing
get him.
Pretty here, Alex.
I think he hit something hard here. A lot of heat.
It's inside.
A little inside.
Make him get two hits here. Score a run. I like my chances on that.
I do. I'd say just sit him down. Let's go hit.
Make it be a little easier, wouldn't it? What he's do? He ain't struck anybody out. A couple batters.
A couple batters.
That one's in the dirt. Nice job, Brody.
Great job, Brody. Budgie Brunswick. Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
Deuces.
And the batter is up, is number two. What do you think of that? That's a four deucer.
Swing and a miss.
And that is going to be.
It's going to be. He's going to get on. Bounced away on a strike three. He runs down to first, and that's going to get him down to first on a K.
That's bad luck there. Curveball bent down and just bounced away from him. He swung and missed, but he is on base.
The catcher, number eight, A.J. Rissmiller.
Well, we got to get out of this now.
Yep, now we got to get out of this.
All right, Alex. Shake that off a little bit.
That's a tough one right there for him to get.
Yep.
Swinging a miss, taking some high one.
Good pitch. High heat.
Let's keep him right there in second.
That would be great.
Oh, nice one right there.
That's way to get ahead.
Don't be throwing it down to first now, Brady. We don't need anything like
that.
No,
we ain't going to give him anything. No giving any runs. We'll take our chances on our big boy. Right there. That a boy.
Nice job, Alex. T-Rag 3, and that's going to be out number 3 in the top of the second inning. They get a couple guys on. One base hit. They strand two, and after 1.5, Indians on top. One zip.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kaletractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3, is supported by the Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to the Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
All right, we're back here at Lefevre Complex. The Indians' first three hitters in the bottom of the second inning will be Caden Holman, Brody Hart, and Hayden Seyfried.
Leading off for the Indians, the third baseman. Number
huge Gavin. Week of baseball next week, too, Fiat. Monday we have we stay here for Lincolnview.
Lincolnview, yeah.
Who's actually pretty dang good. I've been kind of following them. And then Tuesday we head to Minster. And then Thursday we're back here against the Cavaliers. Tough week.
Big week. Big week.
Wildcats and the Cavaliers in the same week. We got to be.
It's got to be. You better be on your game.
Yeah.
It's two pretty good programs.
Need to score a bunch of runs.
Caden Holman, your hitter. Take strike one, strike two.
Come on, 10. Come on, 10.
Getting behind on the count there. Got to battle his way back. Get a hit here. Come on, Big Ten. Struck out. Threw it right by him there, Kay swinging.
Came up empty with that one. He took a big cut at that puppy, too.
He did. One away. That brings Brody Hart, the catcher, to the plate.
You know what we keep saying. He's got to take a couple. I mean, he only gets one cut.
Yeah, he gets one swing and looks at two. That's he can't do that.
Yeah, we got to get that boy. We've said it now for 2 years. Yeah. We got to get him.
Got to get him programmed to be aggressive and attack. I feel like he's just like Luke Forkin, but Luke is attacking the ball right now.
Oh, yeah. Same build, same swing.
Yep.
Everything's the same there. And
just amazing.
You know, Luke gets two or three swings.
That mindset. You get a couple swings, I'm going to hit one of them.
That's right. That's
this
it.
This ball's
well.
Hit way back. Way back. Left field.
Get out of here,
man.
Brody Hart. Right.
Goodbye, Brody. Yeah. That's a home run. He got all of that one.
That was a pretty ball to watch, too, folks.
Yes, sir. He hit that ball well. Brody had a boy. That'll get us a run.
Well struck baseball right there, right on the
yes,
barrel.
Yes, sir. He squared that one up.
Boy, Brody!
That boy, Brody had a way to get us one back.
I'm guessing that could be Brody's first tater.
I would guess it is, too.
I can't think of one.
I don't remember him hitting one, at least not here, for sure.
I don't think he's had another big fly like that.
No. Hayden Seyfried coming to the plate. And the quail horse back on the mound, whining and throwing. Strike one.
It's a good feeling to watch that ball sail.
Boy,
over
he
the
got
old
all
fence.
That one. Yep. Boy, you just turn around, that left fielder just immediately turns around, takes off running. He had no chance of getting to that one.
No, sir. That was Smokerville.
One ball, one strike on Hayden.
Mrs. Kalp out there watching the game on the patio.
Yep. Taking her in.
Yeah, she ain't going to get the ball. No chance.
Boys already got her. They got her in already, I see.
Chances are she didn't
foul
even
back.
Know that ball went over the fence.
One ball, two strike. If it was my wife, she'd be reading a book.
She's probably on her phone. Be turning pages.
Yep. There's a line drive right at the left fielder. He played that one perfect, Calvin.
Yeah, and he hit that baby on the screws, too. Nice job by the left fielder for the Cardinals to play him perfect.
That brings Grant Fortkamp, the DH, to the plate. DHing for Anthony Reister.
The designated hitter, number 11, Grant Fortkamp.
Get him started up here, Grant.
I like Levin's approach here at the plate. I like his swing. I like his stance.
Yep.
I like everything about it.
Took a big old rip there. That's not getting cheated.
Nope, that was taken. I'm going to swing, and I'm going to swing hard.
I'm going to take a rip at her.
Kind of jammed him a little bit in on the hands. But
yep.
Good eye there.
Here's the pitch. Ball high.
Good eye.
Two balls and a strike.
I ain't sure, but I think Bubba just bought an entire box of hot dogs. I wonder who he's feeding them.
I think he said the kids are all coming in tonight.
Did you see him walk over that big box?
Yeah, I seen he's got a whole box of them.
Oh, more seeds for
more
the boys.
More seeds. All right. Ball low.
Good eye, Grant. Good eye, Grant.
Three balls and a strike.
Here comes your pitch here, kid.
Yep. This is the one you want to hit.
Thank you.
Put it over here where feet can't reach it.
All righty. Come on, Grant. Took a strike. He was taking all the way there.
I think he was too, Harold.
He didn't make no attempt to swing in there, I think. He's got a full count here. Two outs in the inning. Bottom of two. Indians lead it 2-0. Two runs on three hits.
One big
time pie. Call. Grant digs back into the box. Trying to keep this inning going for the top of the order. Reese Wendell on deck. Winding a pitch. He's going to sit down on that one. Okay, looking there. But Indians get one run on one big fly off of Brody Hart's bat. After two complete, Indians lead it 2-0.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are your local source for GE and Hot Point appliances and Radio Shack electronics. They've been helping folks in the area with appliance service and support for 85 years. You can find more at Stroll Appliance or give them a call at 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe.
Hi, we're back here at the Battlegrounds. We did get the final tally on the hot dog count for Bubba. Bubba took 60 hot dogs and one bag of popcorn for his wife.
Bobby's cooking tonight. Got the whole family coming in. I figured he took Jeffy over to Dairy Queen for a little ice cream.
That's a lot of weenies right there. That's hit hard out towards Anthony Reisner, and that's way over his head. Anthony turns it on his horses. He's going to come up with it. Runner's going to have a stand-up double to lead this inning off. Nice job of hitting right there for the number 9 hole, Grayson Tennerman. Stand-up double hit number two for the Bremen boys. Garcia was ready for that one, wasn't he?
Boy, he jumped right on that.
Yes, he was. And Anthony was like, whoa!
And he wasn't playing very deep.
And he's coming right back in there.
He's coming back in again, I'm telling you.
Now the
ball gets up in the air, it just goes.
Yeah, leadoff guy at second now. Nobody out. We roll back to the top here. To Owen Barhorst. Two runs on three hits for the Indians. No runs, two hits for the Cardinals so far in this ballgame.
Ooh, there's
nice pitch right there.
Right on the knees.
That baby is right down there at the bottom of the strike zone and coming about 88 mile an hour.
Yep.
Hit her if you want.
Good luck with it.
Good luck is right.
Come on, Alex. Let's get it out here.
Alex keeping the guy on the runner. Now he's showing a bunt.
Let's get it out.
He's going to lay it down.
Let's get it out.
Nice job by Ian to go over
well
and
done.
Cover the
well
bag.
Done.
Perfect sacrifice bunt by Barhorst, and they
done.
Get that run 90 feet away.
Yep, fundamentally sound there, buddy.
Absolutely good sacrifice right there. Nice job by Ian to cover the bag. Luke came in. Garks fielded it.
I'll tell you what. Don't be surprised if he don't suicide squeeze one time.
I'm with you, brother.
Number two hitter. Probably got a pretty good bat.
Caleb Keller now at your plate.
Hi.
He's the young man that hit a ground ball off of Caden's glove over into Colson's hand. Colson fires him out in the first inning.
Yep. Kind of a neat play.
They were 5-6-3.
5-6-3, don't get that often.
Nope. That one high. Ball two. All right, Garks, you can take care of business here.
Hit her down, big fella.
Nice.
There he is. Curveball.
Right,
he's got him shivering a little bit on that one. They keep backing
up. Two balls
out.
And a strike.
Another strike.
Two balls, two strikes now. Evens the count.
Boy, it'll be nice to strike one out
yeah,
here.
Let's strike one out here. That's right. If he was going to suicide, he'd have done her by now.
I would have thought to.
Sit got him right there.
That's
on the outside.
That's a big strike
edge.
Out there.
Whew. That was Purdy.
Caleb said, boy, I didn't think that was a strike, but I'm going to the dugout
yeah,
anyhow.
Caleb wasn't happy with that one.
Nope.
Strikeout number six
seven
now.
Pitcher number seven, Gavin Quellhorse.
For Garks, and now we're going to face Gavin Quellhorse, the pitcher. There's a hard
ball. Take it yourself,
ball.
Big guy. Take it
Luke's
yourself.
Going to come up with it. Step on the bag
that
for out
Luke.
Number three, and
good
we're going to strand the guy down to third base. Nice job, Indians D.
Nice job. What a pitch out of that.
Yeah,
Alex.
We get guys down to third base, and I tell you, he hit that hard to leave the ending off over Anthony's head
yes,
out there.
Yes, he did.
He ended up at third base on a nice sacrifice, but that's as far as he gets.
Nicely done.
We got 2.5 of the Bucks. Indians on top, 2-0.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Zaysha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe Store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Hey, we're back here in the battlegrounds at Fort Recovery. Indians lead it 2-0. Indians got two runs on three hits. Cards got no runs on a couple hits. And we are going back to the top of the order here. Reese Wendell coming up. He scored our first run. Big double up the middle the first time up. Let's see if we can do it again.
9-9's got some confidence with the old stick.
He does right now. One of them guys that just, you know, if he gets two strikes on him, he's still comfortable. He don't have a problem with that. Those are good hitters.
Lots of good games going on tonight in the MAC. Coldwater at St. Henry. I tell you, that's a tight one.
That'll be a dandy.
Yeah.
That one goes.
Coldwater at St. Henry. New Bremen, obviously, here. Parkway at Marion Local. Minster at Versailles.
That'd be a good
and
one.
The Knoxville boys at Delphi St. John's.
Knoxville got thumped the other night, I seen.
By Coldwater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was
30-something to 1.
It's bad. Yeah.
I'm sure Corey was putting the brakes on everybody there.
Yep. One ball, two strikes. A leadoff hitter, Reese Wendell. Swing and a miss.
He's going 100 down the line.
There's a throw. It's high. He's going to be safe. He struck out, but.
That was totally on the catcher right there. He had time.
Absolutely.
First baseman.
Time threw it way too high, and Reese beat it out.
First baseman.
We got a runner.
That's why you hustle, boys.
That is why you run everything out.
The shortstop, number 1, Colson Post.
Now you might want to give him a pitch or two.
Yeah.
Catcher might be a little worked up after that play right there.
Thinking interference here, maybe, Copy? The umpires are getting together, talk something over.
Well, there certainly is no interference on Reese's part. He was hammered
down.
Right
down
the
line. I don't think there's any problem to that.
Yeah.
I think Coach wanted to just ask him, just in case. That brings Colson Post to the plate. He had a line drive up the middle for a double. That drove in Reese the first inning.
Yeah, center fielder's backed up a little bit this time.
Yeah, they're playing a little bit more fair right now. Reese, pretty big lead over at first. Left-hander's going to throw over,
toast.
And he is out. Oh, no, he's safe. Ooh, we'll take that one.
Yeah, I think he was
ball
toast.
Beat him by a while. It's left-handers are hard to run on.
That was a good move.
That was a great move.
And he had him leaning, too. There he goes.
There he went. Oh, he ain't got it. Stand
catcher.
Up. Stand up, Reese. Atta boy. So I put K swinging on that. Now, how would you officially get that? K swinging and then error on the catcher?
It was an easier one for me. I got the K and then put an out on it. But, yeah, that's an E. That's an E.
I would think so,
E2.
Too.
He gets the strikeout.
There's a bunt down the third baseline. It's a good bunt. Quellhorst did a great job of jumping off the mound and picking that up.
Yeah.
That was a great bunt by Colson.
Colson laid it out.
Moves
there
him over to third base and brings up Luke Fortkamp.
Put it out there perfect in front of the home plate, and Quellhorst did a great turn and fire down to first base and got him by a couple of steps. But Indians get him over where they want him and get a chance for Luke to drive him in, Fee.
Yeah, let's get him in here. All right, Colson on a sacrifice. Is out number 1. Reese moves over to 30. He's way down the line. There's a ground ball.
He's going
is going home, and he's going to score easy. Throw over. That's an RBI for Luke. 5-3. Second out of the inning. But let's fill that old run in up there for Reese Wendell.
When he saw that high hop.
Pitcher number 44.
Oh, it's a no-doubter.
Yeah.
He had such a big lead, and as soon as he hit it, he took off. There was no way he was going to get him. That brings Alex Garkey to the plate.
He was cross plate for the third baseman. Actually had the ball.
Yeah, it took that long. It was a great hopper for us. Makes it 3-0. Indians lead it. I'd take a run, Annie.
You're putting on a show right now.
I think, too. 7 runs, that'd be enough.
I'd be happy with one crooked one in there somewhere.
I'd like to get a crooked one just for something.
Maybe right here. You never know.
Yeah. Come on, Alex. Ground ball to short. Shortstop's got it. Fires over to first. Got him for the third out of the inning. But in the inning, the Indians did it again. They scored a run, this time on no hits. And we left nobody on base.
Nope.
After 3 complete, it's 3-0. Indians.
Support for the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, comes from B&D Contracting Incorporated, serving the region for over 30 years.
B&D Contracting specializes in custom-built homes, along with remodeling, commercial and agricultural construction, and Sunward steel frame buildings. They focus on providing current building products and modern installation methods for each project. More information is available at bdcontractinginc.com or by calling 419-375-4855 or 419-234-2976. We thank B&D Contracting for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, The Tribe 107.3 FM. Support for The Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Meddler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Meddler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or meddlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Meddler's Furniture for supporting our baseball broadcasts on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
All right, we're back here at the old battlegrounds getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. It's going to be 4-5-6. Cathcart, Went, and Pate. First three batters for the Cardinals. They trail by three. Bobby's back out there down the right field line. Dropped off his
load of hot dogs.
Half a beef. One bag of popcorn. Grandkids are at home just scarfing weenies right now. Have to get a bottle of ketchup.
I'm sure they're going for They were probably out garage sailing today, too.
Oh, man. Eli. Sounds crazy right
my
now.
My granddaughter's wanted to go tonight. I think my wife is going to take them around on a golf cart. I'm sure they're spending money having fun.
You can buy a lot of stuff, a couple bucks.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here comes pitch number one coming in there a little low, ball one to Cathcart. Last night I was mowing grass over at the rental property, and lady pulls in right where I'm mowing. I mean, literally, right where I had to mow. She just looked at me like I shouldn't be out there mowing.
Get out of the way.
Honey, guess what? You're going to get a car full of grass. There's a ground ball back to Garks. Right, oodles of Garks. Time. Comes up and throws it wild over to first base. Took his time and threw a lazy one over to first base.
Just throw the ball hard like it was a two-second play.
And that was absolutely an E. One.
Boy, that stuff bothers me.
Yeah, that was just a lazy throw over there.
I mean, throw it over there hard, and if he drops it, he's still got time to pick it up because the runner ain't there yet. But you wait on him to go down, and then you float it over his head.
Hopefully keeps his head in the game here now and doesn't dwell on that one.
Yeah, battle back. You guys got to battle back.
Let your defense help you, my friend. He knows that was his bad.
Yeah, that's my bad. He's just got to battle back here.
That one is a ground high line drive out to the left field. Hayden Seifrin comes up with it, fires in, and now leadoff runners at first and second feet.
Yep.
Solid base hit by Went, and that's going to give them three hits in the ball game to match Fort Recovery's.
I'd love for Coach to be bunting here if I was bunting.
Totally bunting.
A lot of signals. Two shots to the chin.
Third baseman, number 12.
Double chinner means go.
Double chinner means bunt that thing. Let's go. How about you pop one up?
Ooh, that'd be beautiful.
He went.
He gets the ball passed.
Got by Brody.
Quick throw down to third. He's on the bag. Good time for the hidden ball trick right there.
Yeah. Gaten was trying to do it. He was standing there.
Yeah, he was standing there for a little bit. But
no outs. Now, strike one.
Runners at second and third, nobody out.
Don't be no bunting here unless he squeezes, but
I think he will.
I don't think he will.
Ducks
no
on there, nobody out. Swing and a miss right there. He gets there. In front. Now, no balls, two strikes. Come on, Garks. That's your runner over at third. Let's worry about this batter down here now. Officer Bird stopping for a little baseball action.
Yep, talking to Bubba.
Probably talking to him about all them hot dogs he stole.
Yeah.
Steve Rack 3, Kate looking.
That's a good-looking pitch there.
You betcha.
He's got to bear down here, Cappy. He's got to bear down and get another one.
Now he gets one out here, and that makes things look a little better. Out number one. Strikeout number seven for Garks. Still got runners at second, third. One out now. Indians up by three. Tying run at the plate. Bennett Tennerman. First pitch in there a little low for a ball.
Go on, Alex. One out in the inning. Calling a lot of timeouts and backing out.
Yeah, they're making him think.
Mess with him a little bit.
Swinging a miss right there. Nice job by Brody back there behind the plate. Felt like I heard a little something off that bat. Might have been a just a
ticked it just a little.
Just a little. Here comes a one ball, one strike pitch. That's a little bit in the dirt. That's going to be ball two. Caden definitely thinking bunt here.
He's coming there,
suicide.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, he's 40 feet in the grass.
Chase him in if he squares. Two balls and a strike here.
Comes a 2-1.
There's a good pitch.
That was a smoker right there down the middle of the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Come on, Garks, you get this guy. Now things start to pressure a little bit for him.
Yeah.
That one is hit well out towards center field. Reese on his horses. He's going back. Now he's coming back. Here comes the throw. And no throw at the plate. He's going to dive in there for a bag. So that's going to be New Bremen's first run of the game on a sacrifice fly by Tennerman.
Hit it good. Nice play by Reese Wendell. Backed up. Made the catch. Fired it in. Kept the guy at second.
Double checking here to make sure the runner didn't leave early.
Giving it a shot anyhow.
I think he came back and tagged up.
I thought he did too. The kid at second. He was a third of the way. They almost threw two-thirds of the way there.
Safe.
Just in case.
Yeah, Coach was not happy with his runner taking off from third.
Oh, he was flying, and all of a sudden it's like, dude, he's going to catch it.
Yeah, you're going to score no matter what. If it goes over his head, you're going to score.
But
if he catches it, you got to tag up, my friend.
Got to tag up.
All right, 3-1 ball game now here in the top half of the fourth inning, and that's going to bring A.J. Rismiller to the plate.
Sophomore, A.J. Rismiller.
Rismiller struck out swinging his first time up.
Oh, I'd be kind if he'd do it again.
Yeah, see if he's nice enough.
Nobody there? Gark said, sometimes they give the sign from the catcher on a play like that. Maybe we didn't see it because we didn't have anybody there.
Yeah, Ian wasn't covering the bag, so there's a strike right there.
Attaboy.
Evens account at 1-1. Hey, Garks giving Ian a little bit of trouble there because he said, I think we had him.
Yeah.
Nobody there at the bag.
Whoo, that's good heat there.
That right there was smoker's bill.
That's pretty good. That might have been his best pitch of the day. Smoking outside corner. Get him yourself here.
All right, here comes a 1-2.
Popper
down. That one's hit up in the air, out towards Hayden Seifring out in left field. Looks like he's got a beat on him.
Atta boy.
Right in the old leather for out number three. Garks still mad out there.
Oh, I'm sure he's mad. He's mad at himself for not throwing that ball first.
That's his run that scored, that's for sure. And bottom line is they score one run. They string one. They get a couple of hits. We go to the bottom half of the fourth. Indians up on Bremen Cardinals, 3-1.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle coverage on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRC-LP, is made possible by Top Wrench in Fort Recovery. From routine maintenance to engine work, brakes, and diagnostics, Top Wrench keeps your vehicle running smoothly. You'll find them at 110 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery, or reach them at 419-375-4617. Thanks to Top Wrench for supporting local athletics and powering community radio on the Tribe 107.3, a nonprofit station.
The Tribe 107.3 is supported by Wangler Ace Hardware, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Family-owned for five generations, Wangler Ace Hardware provides a wide range of hardware, plumbing supplies, Milwaukee tools, Traeger grills, and custom paint. More information is available at 419-375-1084 or online at wanglerhardware.com.
Thank you, Wangler Ace Hardware, for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Hey, we're back at the Battlegrounds. Indians lead it 3-1. Been a pretty darn good ball game so far, Calvin. About time for that cricket number, though.
Let's get it.
I think so. I think it's about time. Indians head coach, Kevin Hite. Assistant coaches, Ben Homan and Benny Will. And his JV coach is Gavin Fowler, assisted by Riggs Toby. Bunch of great kids.
Bunch of good
helping
coaches
out
there. Right
there. That's a lot of good coaches.
Off the
looks like there's going to be Ian McCain leading off, Caden Homan on deck, and Brody Hart in the hole. Well, let's get a couple hits here. Mr. Quailhorse back on the mound. Strike called on Ian. Ian struck out his first time up.
Looked a little low to me.
Yeah, a little bit. Got to go get it, Ian. Ground ball to second. Nice play by the second baseman. Fires over to first.
Nice job staying in front of it.
For out number one, yeah. He did a nice job letting it hit the body and keep it in front of himself. Well done. That is 4-3 for the first out. That brings Caden Homan to the plate, third baseman. He struck out his first time up.
JB's got him for four hits up there. I only got him for three in the book. I think he gave that one error to a hit.
Yeah, that wasn't a hit.
Yeah.
That is a strikeout error. One in the pitch. Caden takes high over his head there a little bit.
Come on, Caden. Come on, Keith.
We need a runner here. Need a runner to get going here. And then Brody Hart on deck. Brody had a big fly his first time up.
Yes, he did.
Come on, Caden. Get on one. There's a base hit in the right field.
That's the Caden Homan we remember.
That's the one we like to see. That's the base hit.
Go with the pitch. He is so talented at that.
He's good going the right way. That's something that's hard to do.
It's not easy
right-hander.
To do.
Tell you what.
How about Sal pitch? Stewart last night?
Sal Stewart's on fire.
How I was about, having so much fun watching them last night. Home about, run hitting fools.
How about Jack and Bob and Bill all throwing in 50 and betting Sal Stewart to be the rookie of the year?
Hmm.
So that's got to pay some dividends, I think.
Right now, he's got to be up in the running.
Oh, I'd say he's top five for sure.
Number 55.
We got a pinch runner here. Looks like Reese Lefevre went out there to pinch run for Big Ian or Caden. One out in the inning. Bottom of four. Indians lead it 3-1. Three runs, four hits. One error. And the Cards have one run, four hits, and I think they got an error, too.
They definitely have an error.
Yeah.
And I think
catcher
they
threw it over the first baseman's head.
I think they actually have three hits.
Yeah. All right, Brody.
You don't think 55 can go back-to-back, do you?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I mean, I got time.
I got time. Here's the pitch. Called a strike. Looked a little low to me, Calvi. I don't know.
Didn't call on a strike, didn't he?
He sure did. Oh, ball. No balls, two strikes.
And got away from the catcher.
We got four hits now.
We got four.
Yeah. They got through, probably. Mm-hmm. Throw over to first. Reese back in time.
Reese.
He was wobbling around there a little bit.
He was a little out of sorts.
He's like, I think about halfway. He's like, uh-oh, he's throwing over at me.
I think he was like, I got to dive back. And then he was like too close to the bag.
Yeah.
Get it.
Hit and run.
He was stealing, but it's just a little late. Brody's still 0-2.
Love to see the officer stop and watch a little bit of the ball game, talk to the people.
Yeah.
Perfect PR work.
That's good PR work by Officer Bird. Stopped in the hardware today. Get some paint. Must be doing some painting on the house.
All right.
I think.
But you ain't graduated the paint service yet, have you?
No, I just watch them over there. The women are the way they always do it. They're great.
I was going to say.
No, I'd have paint everywhere. We'd have it all over everywhere. It'd be outside. I'd be shaking it up with no lids on.
Is that the first rule, Harold? You stay away from the paint.
Yeah, do not get near the paint.
Brody hanging in there.
Brody battling.
Reef taking off again. I think there's another hit and run, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's the game plan here.
Well, Callhorst isn't going to give him one down the middle because he took the last one about 300 feet.
Yep. One ball, two strikes, one out here in the bottom of the fourth. And he's up 3-1. Throw over. Reese back easy. Come on, Brody. Give me a little two-strike base hit here. Reese, pretty big lead. He good. Swing and a miss. He did not go that time. Brody strikes out swinging for the second out of the inning. Brings Hayden Seifering to the plate. Hayden flew out to the left fielder his first time up.
Hit a hard one out there.
He did. Hit it hard right at him. Grant Forkamp on deck. Boy, a couple hits here would be big. Turning back to the old top of the order.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Come on, bottom. Do your thing. Pop foul. Back.
You're going to have to work your butt off getting me around here in this inning.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one. I'm two hits away, though.
Two hits and you're going to get me one.
Hayden, Grant, I can feel it. Come on, seven. Throw over. Back. Close. A little closer.
Yeah.
That was a quick move there by Quellhorst.
I'm kind of a little flipper over there.
Yeah, quick flip. Good secondary lead by Reese.
Yeah.
Whistles back.
Reese doing a good job out there at first base, making that pitcher think.
He's got him thinking anyhow. One ball, one strike on Hayden.
Well, Horse is a senior. He's no rookie here.
There goes a runner. Ball's in the dirt. Hits the umpire, and that umpire is not happy. Hit him right in the hand. That hurt.
I believe they said his name was a Clinky behind plate.
Could be. Reese moved up on that. That stolen base.
Now you're a hit away from getting me a straight one.
I just need a hit out of Big Hayden one time. Two balls and a strike. Anyway, seven. There's a room out there somewhere. Way high.
Good eye. Here comes your pitch now, kiddo.
Yep.
Officer Bird says he's working painting the Punny League diamond.
Oh, good for him. It's awesome. Swing and a miss. Full count.
If you showed up about a half inning earlier, Mr. Bird, you'd have had yourself about a half a dozen hot dogs.
Yeah, Bubba had a whole box full of them.
Bubba cleaned out the concession stand.
Here's the 3-2 pitch. Line drive, get down, ball.
Same exact
right at him again, left fielder. Didn't have to move two steps. Fly it out. Fly out to the old seven for the third out of the inning. In the inning, they get one, or they get no runs on one hit. Left a runner on base. After four complete, 3-1, Indians lead it.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
We're back at her, Cappy.
Hi, we're back here at the old battlegrounds. Yeah, we were talking. Spence said the cable on our backstop.
Oh yeah,
broke in the wind the other night.
Yep, I heard that.
Yeah, I did not notice it from home. They got her pulled back.
Kind of pulled her back up there and got her working anyhow.
Yep. All right, it's going to be 9-1-2. This is a big out right here.
This
Grayson
is a big
tournament.
Out. Let's
go get one out before we roll back to the top here.
Swing and a miss. No doubt went around. Yep. Need nine outs here, Calby.
Yeah, we need nine. And
nine outs would be awesome.
I'd like to get this guy before we roll back to the top here, and then, then we can hopefully deal with it a little better.
A
little high and inside.
Not bad, not bad.
One ball, one strike. Top of the fifth inning, Indians clinging to a two-run lead. Ooh, nice pitch right there.
Pitch.
That was a smoker right at the old knees.
Let's
for strike
do that
two.
Again, 44. One more time.
Yeah, I don't think he can catch it.
No.
I don't think he can keep up with it. Todd Homan pulling into the old ball game tonight.
Yep.
Oh, goes after
coming
the curveball.
Oh,
we might get one someday.
Up a near little lower. We'd have a shot. It'd be rattling
we
in here.
We might get one. All right, here comes the 1-2. Check swing, kind of.
Check kind of
a garden swing right there, and knocks her foul down the first baseline.
All right, Garks, let's get him yourself here.
Garks out in front, one ball, two strikes. Number nine hole hitter, Grayson Tinnerman, your batter. That one's in the dirt, ball two.
Low.
Mushroom time. We're going to go out and hunt mushrooms?
Yeah, I've never done it.
You've done it. Just can't
did
find
it one time we couldn't find one. Fly ball to Reese. He's
right out to old Reese Mo. That's going to be out number one to lead this inning off. That's exactly what I wanted.
Down to eight.
One away. We roll back to the top to Owen Barnhorst.
The one out the left fielder, number three, Owen Barnhorst.
Keep the old bases empty here, Big
yep,
A.
Absolutely. Ooh, a little outside, maybe.
Man.
Pretty good pitch.
Here comes a 1-0. Swing and a miss right there.
Boy, they're way behind him.
Exact same pitch, really.
He's got pretty good heat.
Yeah, exact same pitch.
Yep.
When Garks is on a roll there, he's pretty hard to hit.
Yes, he is.
Here comes a 1-1.
There's another one.
Another one right there at the old knees for strike two.
Boy, he just looks smooth out there right now.
Just got a good motion and good delivery and
got it.
Swinging and a miss right there on the curveball, and that's going to be strikeout number eight.
Whew.
For Garks. Second time he struck out their leadoff guy. First time looking in the first.
Well, two outs.
Yep.
He had a great sacrifice in the
two down there. We're down.
Third inning.
7 outs, Cappy.
Now we go to Caleb Keller.
High.
Caleb 0 for 2 in this ball game.
Caleb struck out last time. Wasn't too happy about it.
No, he wasn't happy about the call. That one's high.
Garks tried to put a little more on that one and kind of about fell off the mound.
Yeah, that baby full of mustard.
He was way high. That wasn't forced.
Here comes a 2-0 curveball across the plate. Tell you what, when you can trust your curveball on a 2-0 pitch for a strike.
That makes you tough.
That makes you pretty solid, you know.
Makes you really solid.
There it is.
Boy, he just bring it right
to
him.
That one, he comes right back with the smoker, and now it's 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs.
You got him guessing.
Top of the fifth, and he don't know which way to go, and here comes a 2-2 offering. Smoker, a little outside.
Boy, that was close.
That baby got on Brody.
You wanted it, too. Garks was ready to head to the dugout. Do it right here.
Yeah. Don't lose him.
You walked him. First base on balls of the night.
That is the first walk given up by Alex tonight.
Either team.
That's pretty good pitching right
there.
That's
pretty good pitching. Got a pretty good duel going.
The pitcher, number 7, Gavin Quellhorst.
Gavin Quellhorst comes to the mound.
I'm going to give him a few grounded steps. Out to the I like that.
Luke there the last time up. Unassisted. That one's down low. Ball one. Come on, 4-4. Come on, 4-4.
Let's get some strikes here.
I don't think he wants a reliever. I think he wants to take care of biz himself. Quick throw over to first.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Keller back in there easy.
Come on, fours. Keep battling.
One ball, no strikes. Runner at first. 2 outs. Indians on top by 2.
Overthrown a little
bit.
Yeah,
now he's overthrown. That baby was
back to
inside and down.
Yep.
2 balls, no strikes.
Come on, Alex.
See if he goes with that curveball here on a 2-0 pitch.
Mm-hmm. He's been trusting it a lot tonight. There it was. I'm not sure what that swing was. That was a 360 swing around. I'm not quite sure what he did there. But.
Well, we get a strike out of it.
We'll take it. We got bird noises.
Yeah, here comes the
frog noises.
Trying to swing again. He holds up on that one. 3 balls and a strike. Come on, Alex.
All right.
Don't walk back to some guys here. Let's go now, kid.
Yep. Pitching too good here, big fella. Just get back in your groove.
Got some crows.
We got crows. We got frogs. A raccoon.
Gets a piece of that one off the pole and right back in the field.
2 strikes. We're going to be going here, Calvi.
Yep.
This is where you do not want that ball to get behind you.
Yeah, absolutely. Runner's going to get a good jump here.
Yep.
Got to keep that ball in front here, infield. Come on now.
Come on, 4-4. Get him yourself here.
3-2. 2 outs. There goes the runner. Here comes the pitch, and that's going to get past Brody, and that's going to be ball four.
Ball four. No base on balls until now. Now we got back-to-back base on
now ball. We got runners at second or first and second.
Coach Ike might come out and talk to him a little bit here. I think I would. I got nobody warming up.
Freeman's coach coming in and saying, you know, he's a little crazy here right
yeah,
now.
Let's, might want to take a pitch or two.
Might want to see if he can throw a strike. He's scratching a little here. He had 2 outs, nobody on. Now we got 2 outs and runners at first and second. Go ahead, run at the plate.
Knock her down here. Not sure why Luke's playing so far in with 2 outs.
He's in the grass.
Yep. I'd get back.
Pitch a little low
there
for ball
moving
one.
Moving back a little bit. I think somebody's seen it.
Come on, Gark, settle down here. Come on, kid.
There's a good pitch.
Curveball comes in there for a strike. Man, he's been hammering that curveball for a strike.
Yeah, been his go-to.
That has been his go-to, is right. 1 ball, 1 strike. Runners at first and
give
second.
Give me a little pop-up here. Something easy. There's
swing and a miss.
Swing
nice
miss.
Job right there on the low one. Now he gets on top. 1 ball, 2 strikes.
2 away in the inning.
Garson. Big out here. Come on now.
Give me a corner shot here. Curveball.
Yes, got him right there. Okay, look, a nice job.
Atta boy.
That curveball came in there right exactly the way he wanted it to for the strikeout. Strikeout number 9 for Alex Garkey. They do leave two runners on. No hits in the inning. He walks a couple. No harm done. We'll go to the bottom half of the fifth. If he's got to get me another run or two.
Yep.
We'll be back right after this. Indians on top, 3-1.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Hey, we're back here. Bottom of the fifth. We got a barn burner. 3-1. Indians lead it.
Classic battle in the MAC here, Pete.
Yes, it is. Another battle on Thursday night. Tuesday nights and Thursday nights are always good.
Oh, yeah.
Good baseball. We're here on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe, 107.3 WFRC. And simulcasting on FordRecoveryRadio.com. Leading off will be our number 9 hitter, Grant Fortkamp. Let's get that bottom on. Let that top do some work.
That's exactly right. We wanted our bottom number 9 guy to make us out, and he did.
He did.
We want this guy to get on.
We need him on. Oh, Grant, find a hole. Take strike 1. Quail Horse has been good, too. Both pitchers have been really outstanding.
This is Grant's only his second bat, isn't it?
Yep. Both pitchers have been outstanding. There's a shot right at the second baseman. Whew, we just can't catch a break here.
Cannot complain about that hit. That was a bullet off the bat right to the second baseman. Didn't have to move.
Didn't move an inch. Back to the top of the lineup, Reese Wendell. Reese has doubled and scored and struck out and scored.
Crazy stat, too.
That's a stat you can think about. Struck out, ball got by the catcher. Catcher threw it over the first baseman's head, and Reese proceeded to go to second, to third, and back to home. Takes ball 1 in the dirt. We could use Reese on here.
Yeah, I'd like to get another run or two.
Another run would make me feel a little more comfortable.
Yeah, I don't have that warm and fuzzy going.
No, not at all. Come on, 9. Little inside.
He hasn't been hit yet.
Once. He had one game I think he got hit.
No, I mean today.
Oh, today. Yeah, not today.
No, he's been thumped a couple times.
He's been thumped a few. He's usually got a target on him. Atta boy. Looks at ball 3. I believe he'll be taken here.
Oh, I certainly think so.
9-9. We'd like to get you on any way possible here, Reese.
Okay, I'm crowding that plate.
Yep.
Good job
Good
by
pitch.
The senior.
Good pitch.
Senior Quail Horse coming right in there with a strike.
Going at him. Man, bottom of 5.
I'll make it that easy for you.
There's a ground ball. Fair tough third. It's going to be a tough play. He ain't going to get him. He's safe.
Tell you what, he come up and made a good throw over to first base.
He did. But Reese was flying down the line.
Yeah, right down the third base line was the ball, and he caught it right behind the bag on his knee. And had to get up and fire across the field, and you're not going to get 9s.
Nope, not going to get 9s on that. You got to go bang, bang if you're going to get him. That is our 5th hit of the night. That brings Colson Post to the plate. There goes the runner. Throw down to second.
Good throw.
Is not in time. Stolen base for Reese Wendell. Moves on up. All right, Colson, there he is.
That's our guy. Let's get him in here.
Let's definitely get him in here. Colson line drive up the middle his first time up. Drove in a run. Last time up, he sacrificed. Swing foul. No balls, two strikes on him.
Now you got to play a little defense here, Posty. Come on now, kid.
Yep. Anything close, put it somewhere. Hit it where they ain't.
Sure does look like there's a lot of room out there, doesn't it?
It does. Swing and a miss.
Got it.
Chased a high one there. Second out of the inning. That is
the first baseman, number 77.
Seventh strikeout for the Indians. Eight for New Bremen and seven for the Indians. That brings Forkamp to the plate.
This young man, pretty dang good.
Yeah, he is. Big old 77 Luke Forkamp. Ball gets off the catcher's glove. Here comes Reese heading to third.
Wild pitch right there.
Give me another one out. See what he does.
Yeah. Last thing he wanted was to see Reese getting down here to third.
Oh, no.
Dance and prance.
Luke Forkamp last time on one out, hit a ground ball to third and drove him in. Get you another RBI here. Big 7-7. Way down the line. Oh, nice trouble.
Got
him. Dead. Yep, got way off the bag there.
Nice job by Quellhar stepping off the bag, and third baseman covered the bag. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. He just got too greedy there.
Yeah, he got a little greedy. That's no runs on one hit. Nobody left on base. After five complete, it's 3-1. Indians.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Hey! Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Trane HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
All right, back here at the Battlegrounds, getting ready here for the top half of the sixth inning. It's going to be Dylan Wendy, your first batter, followed by Brady Pate. Pitch comes in there as a curveball, and he kind of gets out of the road, but no harm done. Ball one.
Nope. Come on, Alex.
Nice pitch right there out in front of the batter.
He's fooling.
Evens the count at 1-1. Dylan Wendy, he's actually got two singles in this ballgame.
Who?
2-for-2.
He is the one guy that's seen him pretty good.
Yes, sir. He's got two of the three hits.
Mm-hmm.
For the Cardinals, Indians on top 3-1 here. Garks need 6 outs to get out of this, baby, and that ball is hit pretty
another
well,
hit.
And that's going to fall in front of Hayden Seifring for another hit. Young man, 3-for-3.
3-for-3. Have a day. Have a day, young man. Well, let's just throw you out there. second base as we go 6-4.
Yeah, I don't know. They're going to try to steal down two. I mean, kind of be nice to get him over there. And out of
yeah,
the
try to get a run back. We got a pinch runner.
Pinch runner coming in. Brady Pate, your batter, followed by Bennett Tennerman.
Pinch runner, number one, Tommy McNaughton.
Tommy
McNaughton coming in.
Play golf with his dad.
Oh. Does?
Yeah.
12,
yeah.
Brady Pate.
Good dude.
Good dude. Good golfer.
My better than us.
A little better than us, yep. I don't take nothing right now. Be better than me.
Taking me three shots to get out of this baseball field right now. May not get out. Can't
not,
get it over the fence.
Can't get it over the fence. Can't get it high now.
All right, runner at first. Nobody out. Tying run at the plate. Brady Pate. First pitch outside.
Boy, he's got to be close. Height-wise, it's perfect, right at the knees.
Oh, yeah, height is perfect. I see Brady's outside. Glove kind of sneak over to,
yeah,
the,
I think he's a little
to the right. He's a little out. Pretty good lead down there for a pinch runner. Here he goes.
Throw
and
over.
He back just in time.
Just in time. Hawks has got to get him on one of them hops. He kind of wobbles back and forth, and he takes his base. Right. He shortened him up a little
bit.
Yeah,
not quite as big a lead this time.
He shortened him up a little bit.
1-0 coming to the plate, and that one's jam shot.
Get it?
Look, he's going to step on it. He's going to catch it in his glove for out number one.
Well done.
A little blooper off the bat. Goes over to the little forehand.
It's a big out.
Out number one.
One away.
That brings up Bennett Tennerman.
One out. The right fielder, number two, Bennett Tennerman.
Bennett struck out once and reached first base. And last time up, he had a perfect sacrifice. Actually scored the run. He's got the RBI.
Yep. Fly ball center field.
Shows a bunt. Lays him out a perfect bunt. Brady coming out with it. He's going to have to hustle down to first. He does.
Nicely done. Nicely done, Brady.
Nice piece of work by Brody Hart.
Two outs.
Great sacrifice again by Bennett Tennerman. That's going to go 2-3 in the book for out number two. That's going to bring up A.J. Rissmiller with the runner on second base and two outs.
Number eight, A.J. Rissmiller.
Come on, Garx.
There's a good
strike
pitch.
One. Well, we're going to have to face the top of the lineup again. I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, I didn't want to either, but
he had the
he had a couple
the,
walks there and put a couple guys on.
Those walks was killers. Now he's going to have to face the top of the lineup again. So that one's high ball.
A little high?
Ball one. One ball, one strike. Two away here. Top of the sixth inning. 3-1 ball game.
Come on,
been a heck of a ball game.
Been Indian a great scored, ball game.
Scored one in the first, one in the second, one in the third. Everything else, goose eggs. Inside for a ball.
Curveball didn't curve.
Nope, that one didn't break, did it?
Nope.
Two balls and a strike, two away here. Come on now, Garks. Come on, kid.
One time here, Garks. Let's get a little ground out somewhere. Somewhere easy.
There's a strike. A nice pitch right there. Good fastball down the heart of the plate, right at the belt for strike two. Deuce is wild on the scoreboard now.
Yep.
He due for a K burger.
Ooh, he is due.
Here comes the pitch. Curveball.
There it is.
And that's it. Strikeout looking. Nice job. Chris Miller goes
good
down
call,
looking.
Campy.
And that is going to be.
They left another one on.
Yeah, they strand one. They do pick up a hit by Dylan Winnie again. He's three
hot.
For three in this ball game. But we're through 5.5. Indians on top, 3-1.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC, LP.
We are back here in the battlegrounds. We need a couple runs here, Cappy.
You know, I never knew what the LP stood for. I do now. Mm-hmm. It was 107.3 WFRC LP.
LP.
LP's low power.
Low power.
Low
FM.
Power FM.
Low power FM. Alrighty. Middle of the order here. We got Big Luke Fortkamp, Big Alex Garkey, and Ian McCain will be our first three hitters, and Caden's going to sit back here and drive him in.
Look, he had the bat taken away from him last inning.
He did.
The inning by Reese down here.
Got picked off at third. You know, hopefully that doesn't affect us any, but.
Never want to make the third out of third.
Never. Nope.
First out of third or the third out of third.
Yeah.
Bad juju in baseball.
Bad juju. Luke Fortkamp, leader off.
You know he's going to get a hit here.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
That's the way it works, boys.
Yeah.
Look, he's got one in ribby already.
Yes, he does. The ground ball, nice high chopper.
Honest to goodness.
By the time they got to third base, Reese was already scored.
He could give you a straight line right here if he gets one up.
Wouldn't mind that a bit. Oop. Tried to hit the curveball there.
Chasing a bender.
Look for the heater, Ricky.
Big hit of the game so far. Brody Hart hitting one out.
Yep. He hit that one well. Was our second run. Ball low. Evens the count at one ball, one strike to the big first baseman.
If I was a betting man, I'd say Quail Horse hasn't lost a game yet this year because they're 6-2.
Yep. Probably right. Huge swing and a miss. That one he was heading for your house.
He did take a rip at that curveball.
Rip it down.
He's out in front.
All right, square it up now. Come on, Luke. A lot of shaking off. Ground ball, second baseman on a hop. He's got it over to first for the first out of the inning.
Threw that curveball, and Lukey got a hold of it and drove it to the opposite field just right at the second baseman.
Yeah, just needed it over a little bit, a couple feet. Out number one. That brings Alex Garkey, the pitcher, to the plate. Alex can help himself, too, with a big old long fly.
44, Alex Garkey.
He hit an absolute bomb against Marin Local Flyers.
Oh, prettiest home run I've seen.
Man, oh,
ever
man.
Here.
Best one I've seen here. That's right. Alex grounded out to
short.
We
need to water that mound. The pitcher's slipping out there like
slipping
crazy.
Slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a little dusty.
Need to water.
He's trying to do a little gardening out there.
Yeah, right? He's working it.
All right, Alex. There's strike two. Right across the plate.
That's a good pitch right there by Quail Horse.
That was a good pitch.
Force.
One battle time back here, Alex. Popped up. High pop up. First baseman calling it. He's coming over and he's going to get it.
I think blew 10 feet too.
It did go a long way.
Bunch of baseball coming up. We got a doubleheader at South Adams starting at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Yep.
And then Monday, Fee, we're back home here against
we're
Lincoln
here.
The Lancers.
It'll be a little chilly.
Monday going to be chilly?
I think.
Is it?
What they're saying.
Tuesday, we got to head to Minster. We had fun last year at Minster. We went over there, and I don't think we won the game, but we went to that. What was that bar we went to and had pizza? It was fantastic.
Yep. I'm trying to think, too.
It was a carryout. Carryout slash bar.
Slash bar, yep.
Good times.
Ian McCain comes to the plate, two away in the inning.
Thursday
bottom
night.
Of the sixth.
Thursday night, we got Coldwater coming to town. Holy cow.
Ooh, the big boys are coming in.
Big week next week.
That is a big week. We can get a couple of MAC wins next week. That'd be huge.
It's a tough week.
That is a tough week. Minster's always tough, and Coldwater's always tough.
The Bremen's only losses came to St. Mary's, 4-3, and St. Henry's.
Willie's, that's the name of the bar.
Willie's?
Yep. Will Holman.
Had to be.
Will Holman, let us know.
Oh,
okay, yeah. Willie.
Oh, he's there with his dad.
Yeah, there you go. Two balls and a strike here on Ian McCain. Two away in the inning.
His uncle, Kenny, was there.
Kenny was there.
Yep. Come on, 1-5. Let's get a hit here. Come on, Key.
There's a pitch. Ground ball up the middle.
Play.
Shortstop's coming all the way across. He's got it. Fire.
Nice play.
Got him. Nice play by the shortstop. No runs, no hits. Nobody left on base. We need three more outs, Calpy. Give me three outs.
I'm going to try.
We'll be right back.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar & Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar & Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in western Ohio and eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at kalppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Kalp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
All right, we're back here to Lefevre Complex. Welcome back to the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3.
Grayson Tinnerman.
So the number 9 hole hitter comes up.
Number 9.
Got him the last time.
Well,
let's see if we can get him here.
We don't want to let anybody on here. Oh, we got the crackers going on again.
There's a good pitch by Garks. Garks out there trying to clean this place up here.
Yep.
He's pitched a heck of a ball game.
Sure has. Now we got dogs barking.
That ball is hit down to the right field line, and that's going to fall in there for a base hit in front of Anthony.
That's a hit.
Leadoff single for Grayson Tinnerman.
Number 9 hitter's on.
That is hit number 5. They still got him for 6 up on the board, but I think that one was a big old E burger.
I'm not sure which one they were giving him an E on. They don't give them an E, and they had an E.
I think they gave a hit on the one that Alex fielded and threw wild to Luke, because that's when the hit went up there.
Oh, they called that a hit?
I guess.
No.
That pitch a little outside. Come on, Alex. Come on now, kid. Tying run at the plate here. 3-1 ball game. Top of the 7th inning.
Not sure.
Number 9 guy on. We roll back to the top to Owen Barhorst. Coach Wells exactly where he wants to be here. Not exactly where he wants to be. He'd like to be on top. But he's got his number 9 hole guy with a leadoff base hit. Rolls back to the top.
There's
nice pitch right there, Alex. At the knees. Strike 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Nobody out here.
All right. Need 3 outs here. Let's get this couple outs in here and get out of here.
Their number 9 hole hitter is probably one of those. Here's a jam shot. Foul back out of the screen. 1 ball, 2 strikes. He's got 2 hits.
Number 9 does?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's 2-for-3 in that win. He is 3-for-3.
That's
all 5 hits. Top of the lineup hasn't really done anything for him.
Let's hopefully keep it going that way.
Eli Cathcourt. Come on, only got to score a run for him. Here comes a 1-2.
Yeah,
curveball got him.
Boy.
Great piece of pitching.
Oh,
right
I think
there.
He got him at first. He did. Doubled him up.
Did he strike him out, throw him out? Brody
strike
got him at
out,
first?
Threw him out. The guy at first base wasn't paying attention, and Woo. Brody shot a dart down there.
Woo.
They're going to figure this out sooner or later.
Look at that first base coach putting his head down.
Oh, that's bad. That's a bad feeling. I've been there. It's a bad feeling.
Oh, this is not groovy.
Right now, like a head coach is like, what did you just do?
What an absolute stellar play by Brody Hart, picking that young man off at first base.
That was
Jason
well
Thurman,
done.
That's part of it on you, too, my friend. You got to get back.
You got to get back. Two away. This is big. We need one out.
One out away from going 2-0 in the MAC. Curveball for a strike. Coach.
I think that shot down there by Brody's got Alex jacked up now, too.
Yep, that was a huge play right there, and I was looking in the book, didn't even pay attention.
Woo, that's a nice throw down. Got him.
You weren't paying attention, but you didn't get thrown out at first.
I didn't get thrown out at first.
You didn't get thrown out. What's
All
your
right.
fault?
Two balls and a strike here.
Oh, just a little below the knees.
A little
there.
Low. Three balls and a strike.
Come on, Garks. Don't let up. Let's just get this guy and get out of here.
Boy.
The Indians trying to finish this thing up.
I bet Brody's picked off five guys.
Oh, I think he has, too.
That curveball stays high. That's going to be ball four. So he does. Thank goodness he threw him out.
Yeah.
Base on balls put Keller down there at third. He walked his last time up also.
Quellhorst, the batter. He's trying to hit one out of here, tie it up so he don't get a loss.
Yeah, I'd say you're right. This young man coming to the plate. Third base on balls is given up by Garks tonight. That pitch is high,
just
ball
a little
one.
High. Get her down just a little.
Well, the last two times he faced Keller and Quellhorst, he walked them both.
Hmm.
So far.
Not sure.
We definitely don't want to walk this guy on. Curveball, and that's going to be a chopper. It's going to be a tough play. It's going to stay fair. Garks with a throw down to first.
Got him!
I think he got
him, boy!
He threw that baby out of the
was
in
dark
territory, and I'm telling you, if he doesn't hit Luke's glove.
Oh, that's all the way out.
That's thing all the way out to the forward. Wooden wall. What a play by Alex Garkey to finish this thing off. He
Great
gets Quellhorst.
Game by the Indians.
Absolutely. He throws him out 1-3, out number three, and the Indians come out on top 3-1. Take a 2-0 record into the MAC. We'll be back with a recap right after this.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by Faller Mechanical in Fort Recovery. With more than 20 years of experience, they provide heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services throughout the area. You can reach them at 419-375-2410 or learn more at fallermechanical.com. Thanks to Faller Mechanical for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's sports coverage on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3, is supported by The Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to the Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
All right, Benson said, let's just shut that one down. We'll come back here for the little post-game action. Indians come out on top, 3-1, and just a hell of a game.
Great game. Pitcher's
really
duel.
Was.
I mean, it was a pitcher's duel. Both pitchers were on their game tonight.
I was impressed by both of those guys. Yeah,
boy, I tell you what, that was a war.
That was an absolute typical MAC battle, and the Indians luckily come out on top. I tell you, it was a game where each run counted so much.
Oh man!
And we got out to a quick lead there, 1-0, and
yeah, right out of the gate, two doubles.
We weren't comfy
doubles,
with that.
Back-to-back doubles we got runs in. That's,
absolutely, absolutely.
What a great start by the Indians.
For the Cardinals, they come away with one run on five hits. They ended up with two errors. They struck out 11 times, and that's all Garks, baby.
That was a lot of Garks.
He had 11 Ks tonight. He did give them three freebies, three walks.
Yep.
Didn't hit any batters. They strand six. The kid that had all the hits was Dylan Winnie. He was 3-for-3, Fee.
Had a great game.
Yep, he was 3-for-3, and their number 9 hole hitter, he was 2-for-3, and he did get picked off there at
that hurt.
Got picked off there in the 7th.
That was a big play. I mean, that was the play of the game, probably.
Oh, man, strike him out, throw him out. We talked about it earlier in the game, and we get her in the 7th inning. Their only run is actually an unearned run, and that was one that
Garks kind of lobbed her
Garks
over.
Garks lobbed over to first base right and left him on, and he come around to score. And that concludes the New Bremen Cardinals. One run on five hits. Struck out 11 times. We'll go to the Indians. Indians, I tell you, they're still hitting the ball pretty good. Quellhorse, you know.
He was good.
He was really good.
He was spotting his fastball.
We only had five hits.
We had five hits, too.
We had five hits. And Reese Wendell, 2-for-3. He scored two runs.
Reese Wendell is that.
He's a crucial part of our lineup.
I mean, when he gets on. He does good things.
Absolutely. Posty 1-for-2. He had a great sacrifice, and he had a double in the first inning that drove in Reese. He played a great shortstop tonight, made a couple of nice plays.
Yeah.
Luke Forkamp, 0-for-3. He did have an RBI. He knocked in Reese Wendell. Alex Garkey did all his work tonight on the mound. He was 0-for-3 with the bat.
Yep.
Ian McCain, 0-for-3. Caden Homan, 1-for-2. And Brody Hart. I think game ball goes to Brody Hart tonight. That's another big home run and a big throw
out down at first. I'd have to agree with you.
We gave, Garks pitched.
Probably a little too.
Pitched a heck of a ball game, but man, that strike him out, throw him out, and that home run was in the second inning. Hats off to Brody Hart. Congratulations, young man.
Yep.
Hayden Seifring and Grant Forkamp both 0-for-2 in this ball game. They only got the bat twice.
Yeah, actually. Hayden had two rockets at the left fielder, too.
Hayden hit two bullets out to the left fielder.
If he hits a couple feet either way, he's probably got two doubles.
That left fielder didn't move 3 feet.
Unbelievable how close
total
it was.
And two
right
hits.
On him. Yep.
Just two shots right out to it. Indians, 3 runs on 5 hits. We do commit an error somewhere along the line. I can't remember which one it was. And then
Garks
throw. That's exactly right.
Yep.
We struck out 7 times. Quellhorse did not walk a batter here tonight.
Nope.
He did not hit anybody, and we only stranded a couple. So Quellhorse pitched one whale of a ball game, too, and hats off to him. But the Indians come out on top, Fee.
2-0.
We're 2-0 in the MAC. We've improved now to, I think, 8-2 on the season.
8-2 on the season.
And now we play. We're off tomorrow night. We got a doubleheader on
Saturday,
against South Adams. And I thought it was supposed to rain, but Spencey says maybe not.
Well, the rain, the last radar I saw, rain's going to be done like 9 o'clock.
So rain might be done in the morning, so it just depends on.
It might start later.
Well, that's fine.
We'll have to keep you up to date on what's going to happen there against South Adams.
South Adams has a good ball club, so it'll be
And it's fun,
be a
fun place to go.
I
saw it earlier, and I thought, man, we're going to lose both those games to rain. But maybe not.
Maybe not.
Well, I'll tell you what, for me and Harold and Spence and Benson Barnhart down there on the old computer, we're going to sign off tonight. The Indians win 3-1. We'll be back on Saturday against the South Adams Bowlers. We'll see you then.
Go Indians.
So long.
You've been listening to the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. We're proud to be your hometown voice for Fort Recovery Athletics. A big thanks to our community underwriters for making today's broadcast possible. Until next time, go Tribe!